Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3089 AN. Today's date is June 8th, 2023, and the title of the episode is Banks Begin to Limit Withdrawals. We are witnessing an economic restructuring. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Just as King Charles III of Britain has a crown with the timeless wealth of gold, you can enrich your future with the enduring value of a gold IRA. Like those precious crowns, a gold IRA doesn't tarnish over time. It shines brighter in economic turmoil. It's a hedge against inflation and stability in volatile markets. This month, the first solid quarter ounce gold standard bullion coin ever issued with Charles III's image can be yours with your own qualifying IRA or 401k rollover of $50,000 or higher. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold Investments. Hurry and go to x22gold.com. That is x22gold.com, or click the link in the description. If you don't see it, click the more button. And always remember, there's always a risk of investment and there's no guarantee of any kind. Let's get right into the economic collapse financial news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, the private West Central Bank, the World Economic Forum, they are pushing everything that they have right now to bring us into the Great Reset, the Green New Deal. And think about the Great Reset, for example, because they need to start everything and push their entire agenda right now, because to bring us into the Great Reset and the central bank digital currency, they need to push people away from alternative currencies. They need to say, hey, listen, you don't want gold, you don't want silver, and you definitely do not want Bitcoin. You don't want any other type of cryptocurrency. So they're going to be making this push, and I do believe this is why they went after the exchanges. You see, they have the control over the gold market because they can use the paper market to bring down the price of gold, and people, when they see this, they say, oh, well, I don't want that. Because look, it's going down in price. I better move my currency into the stock market because I don't want something that's going down and the stock market's going up. This is how they trick the population, where they don't want them to move their currency into gold, silver. And now you can see with the information war with Bitcoin, you can see that they're building the case against the exchanges. But I do believe what people are doing right now, they are now shifting their currency out of the exchanges, and I don't mean they're all just cashing it in. Most likely, people now are moving it into different places, and it's no longer centralized. But they need to do this to begin the process of bringing us into the central bank digital currency. Yes, they will need the event to bring us into the central bank digital currency, but they also need the people to stay in fiat currency. And they definitely don't want people taking the currency out in cash. And what's very interesting about that, we see a bank, Wells Fargo, right now, they had a sign saying, yeah, we're going to limit the amount that you can withdraw up to $1,000, which I find very interesting. And this is because of emergency conditions. Now, we'll be talking about that a little bit later. But first, when we look at the Green New Deal, you can see that the deep state, the central bank, the World Economic Forum, they are now convincing you that you need to sacrifice everything. Look what the corporations are doing right now. Remember, they're all on board with this. Aldi now is turning off lights in stores to try to save customers money. Really? They're saving the customers money? Or is it because the economic system's breaking down? They're trying to cut corners because the prices are moving up. That's inflation. That's the devaluation of the currency. So right now, they're going to be turning off many different lights within the store to save money. Now, as time goes on, pretty soon you'll have one light on, then you're going to see the shrinking of the products, then you're going to see maybe you have to pay for the bags to take the groceries out, and I think there's places that are already doing that. They might even charge you to go shopping in the end. Now remember, they're saying that this is all for your benefit, and this is the way the central bank, the deep state works, the World Economic Forum, this is the way they work. It's always for your benefit. Oh wait, we're going to charge you 10 cents for a bag to go shopping to keep your groceries in. That's for your benefit. We're going to shut down the lights in the store. That is for your benefit. Oh, we're shrinking the products. It's because it's for your benefit. We're doing it all for you. But when you really step back and you take a look, you can see that what they're doing right now is they're saving money because there's inflation. We're in a recession, heading into a depression. And we can see that they're trying to cut costs at every corner while trying to convince you that this is good and it's going to help with the environment. By shutting down the lights, we're going to limit our carbon footprint. They're all on board with this, but the people aren't buying this. I mean, look what's happening now with the gas furnaces. The Biden regime right now is set to ban over half of all gas furnaces. The Biden regime will soon finalize new regulations severely restricting what furnaces you can buy for your home in the future and make new purchases more expensive. The rules were originally proposed back in June 2022 by the Department of Energy. Under the proposed regulation, the DOE would require furnaces to achieve an annual fuel utilization efficiency of 95% by 2029, meaning manufacturers would only be allowed to sell furnaces that convert at least 95% of the fuel into heat within 6 years. The current market standard of AFUE for a residential furnace is 80%. The network explains this would take a non-condensing gas furnaces off the market due to AFUE requirements. Consumers who replace their non-condensing furnaces with a condensing one would face potentially cost-prohibitive installation costs. And most of the people can't afford this. Most people can't retrofit, which means a lot of people are going to be stuck without a furnace to heat their home. And this is what they're pushing on the people. Remember, what the people are experiencing right now is something they never experienced. You will do without unless you pay up. And this is going to continue. It's not just going to stop with the furnaces. It's not just going to stop with the gas stoves. It's going to continue as time goes on. Think about it. They want to bring us into the green energy agenda, which means solar panels, which means windmills. And when electric goes out and there's no electric to power your home, you'll just have to do without. This is what they're actually trying to do. And they're putting the pressure on the people because they want you to get used to this. And this is how they do it. Because if they did it all at once, the people would revolt. If they do it a little bit at a time, they're hoping that people will just start to accept it. And this is how propaganda works, if you really think about it. They push their agenda and they make you accept a little bit. And when you hear someone else doing it, it must be right because they're doing it too. And if you see another state doing it, this must be right because they're doing it. But in the end, what's going to happen is the people now, they're going to be fighting back because most of the people in a recession, they can't afford any of this. Are they going to get used to this? No, they're going to become very, very angry with all of this, especially with the layoffs that are happening right now. Right now, Reddit, they're laying off 5% of their employees, and they have about 2,000 employees. So about 100 people are going to be laid off. And I do believe this is just the first round of layoffs. But when you look at initial jobless claims, they have surged to the highest since October 2021. So what does this mean? Is this the turning point? Because remember, Challenger Gray and Christmas, who tracked layoffs, they're saying that layoffs are way above last year and the year before. So that means people are going to be going on unemployment, which means we're going to see these numbers skyrocket. And it's going to get worse and worse as time goes on. But once again, when you start to look at the economy, we already know that everything's falling apart because they're bringing us into the Great Reset, the Green New Deal. And I believe Trump and the Patriots, they knew they were going to go down this path. They were going to make this play. And Trump knew that the economy was going to get worse and worse and worse. This was going to wake up a lot of people because the people in this country and around the world, they have this in common. If you're not making money, if you don't have a job, if you can't pay your bills, if you can't air conditioning your house, if you can't heat your house, if you don't have water, if you don't have electricity, there's a major, major problem. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Just as King Charles III of Britain has a crown with the timeless wealth of gold, you can enrich your future with the enduring value of a gold IRA. Like those precious crowns, a gold IRA doesn't tarnish over time. It shines brighter in economic turmoil. It's a hedge against inflation and stability in volatile markets. This month, the first solid quarter ounce gold standard bullion coin ever issued with Charles III's image can be yours with your own qualifying IRA or 401k rollover of $50,000 or higher. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold Investments. Hurry and go to x22gold.com. That is x22gold.com, or click the link in the description. If you don't see it, click the more button. And always remember, there's always a risk of investment and there's no guarantee of any kind. And people, they come together when everyone has something in common. And that's what we're going to see. We're going to see a lot of people start to work together and they're going to blame the people who are responsible for all this. And it doesn't matter if you're Republican, doesn't matter if you're Democrat, because when you're hurting someone's family, when you're hurting someone's livelihood, people say, I don't care who you are. I don't care if you're Republican, Democrat. I don't care what you are. You're not doing the job. You're making things worse. And we're already seeing from the poll numbers that people already understand that the Biden administration with Obama in the basement, Janet Yellen, Fed Chair Jerome Powell, They are responsible for all of this. And when you look at the housing market, that is getting worse. U.S. mortgage applications, they have dropped for the fourth week right now. So the Mortgage Bankers Association index of applications for home purchases dropped by 1.7% in the week ended June 2nd to 151.7, the second lowest level since 1995. And this is just absolutely terrible. And when you look at corporations, what are we seeing? Well, the May filings brought the five-month total to 286 bankruptcy filings, the most since 2010, more than double the filings for the same period in 2022, which was 138. And it even outran the 262 filings in the same period in 2020, when some companies faced enormous stress. Well, that tells you everything you need to know. And if you look at the bankruptcy filings, you can see that this is going to whittle down the corporate debt overhang. Many companies will emerge from bankruptcy with less debt, and they'll be nimbler and more able to thrive. Others will be sold off in bits and pieces, making room for appropriately managed companies not encumbered by these issues. Now, if you really look at this, you can see that as we head into a depression, we get rid of a lot of debt, a lot of companies go bankrupt, a lot of companies restructure, and the country can restructure. And I do believe what we're witnessing right now is the restructuring of the economic system. Now, of course, the deep state, the World Economic Forum, the central bank, they're going to try to push us into the Great Reset, the Green New Deal. I do believe Trump wants this depression, and I don't mean wants it because it's going to hurt people, but he knows that he needs to reset the system and bring the people in a completely different direction. And this is why he allowed the central bank, the World Economic Forum, to push their agenda to destroy their own system, which means the entire economic system is being restructured right now. Why would it be restructured? Because we are going away from the central bank system. And we're going to see a lot more restructuring happening. We're going to see a restructuring of the fiat currency. We're going to be going back to sound money. We're going to see restructuring of a lot of corporations that have been bloated over this period of time because of the central bank, because of easy money. And I do believe that this is going to restructure the entire economic system so we can move forward later on. And sometimes you need to go through the darkness, walk through the darkness to get to the light. And I do believe this is what we are witnessing right now. And Janet Yellen is out there letting us know that we might see more bank consolidations. She says it wouldn't surprise her. Now, what she's saying is that they're going to try to shut down other banks, smaller banks, to bring people into the larger banks, because this is exactly what they want for the central bank digital currency. Remember, they're prepping to bring us into the central bank digital currency, which means they need to push people away from alternative currencies, push people away from gold and silver. They need to have people keep their currency in the bank, and they would like to centralize all this currency to where? Into the major bank, so it's a lot easier for them to manage when they try to bring us into the central bank digital currency. And this is why I do believe Janet Yellen's out there letting everyone know that, yes, I'm predicting right now that other banks are going to fail. We're going to see a consolidation. Now, does this mean that we're going into the central bank digital currency? No, I mean, this is what they're doing to prep for it. But I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they know the playbook. They know exactly what they're trying to do here. And as the economy fails, they also know that the people are going to understand and realize who's responsible for all of this. Because when you lose your job, when your brother, your cousin, yourself, or anyone else loses their job, they get angry. Now, in the beginning, when you lose your job, a lot of people say, okay, I lost my job. Don't worry about it. I'm going to go find another job. I'm going to start sending out resumes and everything's going to be fine. But when corporations are continually laying off and when corporations have hiring freezes, this is when people are going to start to get very, very angry. And I do believe we're at the beginning process of all of this. And as time goes on, we're going to see a lot more people where they're looking at the economy. And I think the poll numbers are going to show this, that the people are going to say, yeah, the major issue right now is the economy. The major issue is that I don't have a job. The major issue is, why is everything so expensive? And I do believe the poll numbers are going to be looking at the Biden administration, the Treasury, and the Fed, and you're going to see the people pointing the finger there. It's not going to be 50%. It's not going to be 55%. I believe we're going to be in the 70s or 80% area where they're saying they're the ones to blame for this. Remember, they tried to blame this on the Republicans. They tried to have the stock market come down because the Republicans wanted a deal on the debt ceiling. And they tried to make this maneuver, but it didn't work because the poll number showed that no matter what the D's did, no matter what the World Economic Forum, the central bank, no matter what they did, the people were still going to blame them. So that entire agenda completely fell apart, which means everyone now is still looking at the Biden administration. They're still looking at the central bank. They're still looking at the World Economic Forum. But you can see that the banking system, they are now prepping and they're trying to limit what customers can take out of the bank. Bitcoin Magazine put this out on Twitter and said, Wells Fargo limiting customers' cash withdrawals to 1,000 due to emergency conditions. Are the banks running out of money? Can they hand out the amount of cash that people want? Well, once again, the banks don't have all the cash you think they have. Most of it's digital blips. And when people go in and they say, listen, I want all my money. If everyone in the bank went to the bank and said, I want all my money, they wouldn't be able to give it to everyone. Actually, most of the banks right now, you need to fill out a form to take your currency out in cash. You need to explain to them why you need it. And I do believe what they're doing right now is they're prepping and trying to keep the people from taking their money because they need the currency within their banking system. Because if people started to take it out because they're worried about the banking system, what happens to the banks? The banks, they're in trouble. And they want the currency within the larger banks to bring us into the central bank digital currency. But I don't believe this is going to work in the end because the people, they're not fooled by this. There's no major event. Everyone can see what's happening right now. This is why they're pointing the finger at Biden. They're pointing the finger at Yellen. They're pointing the finger at Powell because they realize who's responsible for all this. And when you know who's responsible for it, you know to take action. And that's what we see people doing. They're beginning to take action because they see the economy falling apart. They see things are not going well. And I do believe this is a perfect scenario for Trump and the Patriots to come in, give solutions, and tell the people it doesn't have to be this way. We can fix this very, very easily. And Trump has already done this in past videos. And I do believe he's going to continue to do this as the system breaks down, as more and more people get laid off, as we enter a depression. Trump then will step in and say, listen, I can fix this in no time. And as it continually breaks down, Biden, he's not going to send out a message saying I can fix this. You're going to see the Treasury Department, Yellen, most likely blaming it on the Biden administration. You're going to see the Fed come out and say it's not us. It might be Biden or the Treasury. They're all going to start blaming each other. And while they're busy blaming each other for what's going on, the people is going to want someone who's going to tell them the truth and who has a solution and who has a plan to fix the economy. And this is how Trump is going to get the people to go along with him to bring us away from the central bank system. And we can see that this is all being laid out right now. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.